ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a manhunt is underway in Port Vila today. Vanuatu police are searching for two men who carried out a daring armed robbery at the national airport. Police say the thieves made off with more than 8 million Vatu, which is about 98,000 Australian dollars, after holding up a Western Union cash transport. The country's police chief has appealed to Port Vila residents to keep an eye out and report the sighting of a white minivan used in the raid. For more on this, I'm joined now by our reporter in Port Vila, Lily Rose. Well, good morning, Lily Rose.
Good morning, Jordan.
Lily Rose, what's the mood like in Port Vila following this robbery?
Well, there's widespread shock in Port Vila, as is expected. A crime, a robbery, especially in daylight in Port Vila, especially at the international airport at broad daylight is rare, and it has unsettled the community and drawn strong public attention.
Now, police have released pretty detailed information about that robbery. What exactly has the Commissioner of Police said about how it all unfolded?
In a media statement, the Police Commissioner, Kalsem Bongran, says the incident occurred just before midday yesterday when a Western Union cash transport arrived at the airport carrying foreign currency for customs processing before being shipped overseas. A white minivan stopped behind the bus. Two suspects exited the minivan. One assaulted the driver, the other armed with a firearm, threatened a female officer that was accompanying the driver, allowing the other suspect to seize a suitcase of cash.
Wow, yeah, it's like something out of a movie, pretty incredible, but very dangerous as well. Mm-hmm. What details have the police shared about the vehicle and the suspects involved?
Well, police say there are two suspects. Whether they're male or female, that is unclear. They have not formally identified their gender. At least they said they are harmed, and the suspects flee in a white minivan with tinted windows with the registration number that is now widely circulated in Vanuatu. And they run off with a suitcase that contained more than 8 million Vatu, around 98,000 Australian dollars in foreign currency.
Now, I understand that amount of money is just a portion of what was being carried. Are police confident that the remaining cash is secure?
Well, according to the police commissioner, he says there were three suitcases in total and only one was taken. They confirm that the remaining cash is secure and investigation is now focused on locating the suspects and recovering the stolen money.
And have police increased presence around Port Vila? What can the public expect over the next couple of days? Like you have said there, those suspects are armed.
Well, the police is and the public has seen a wide spread of, you know, Vanuatu Mobile Force being at checkpoints, checking all vehicles and all that. So the police can, the public can expect a heightened police, Vanuatu Mobile Force presence across Port Vila, including armed officers. And they say, according to the police commissioner, that this was in response to and reflect the fact that the suspects are believed to be harmed. So there are armed officers around Port Vila, in particular checkpoints.
And you said before that the public is very shocked by the fact that this robbery has taken place, like you say, in broad daylight as well. What about concerns about safety? Are the public concerned about it?
They are very concerned. Like yesterday, I spoke to a couple of my friends and they had to go early, usually around 7 o'clock. Most of, you know, people are still at the Nakamas and all that, but because of the concerns to public safety, which the police have urged the public to remain calm, but still, listen, the people are still uncertain. But authorities are advising people to stay alert at take extra precautions and report any sightings of the suspect vehicle, and to report to the police if they see any minivan or any suspect that activities in private yards, to call a particular number that they have circulated widely around Vanuatu. But the manhunt is still underway, and police say further updates will be provided as the situation develops.
Well, Lily Rose, I'm sure you'll keep us updated across the day with this developing story. Lily Rose Welbel, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Jordan.
That's our ABC reporter in Vanuatu, Lily Rose Welbel.